Well, as we've learnt already in this hour, one of Devon's oldest fairs on the edge of Exmoor begins today. Over to Bampton's Charter Fair now, held on the last Thursday of October every year. John Govey is there for us. He's already brought us a remarkably precocious saxophonist, 12-year-old, playing brilliantly. And now he's with Sherry Webber, who is the Brampton Fair Toll Collector.
What I do is collect tolls from all the street stalls that are here on the market.
This dates back hundreds and hundreds of years. We're into our 755th fair since the charter was granted, and it went back long before then. What happens to the money? What's the history behind it?
It all goes for local causes. The council actually leased the fair from Johnson White, who's the Lord of the Manor, and then we collect tolls from all the traders, and then at the end of it, all the money gets ploughed back into the local area, to the parish of Bampton.
That wasn't always the case.
No.
Johnson used to take the money himself, or the Lord of the Manor used to take the money.
He did. Dating back hundreds of years, the fair was for the Lord of the Manor, and every trader paid their tolls.
How many people are we expecting here today?
We usually have 5,000 to 6,000 people. We've got 125 plus street stalls booked in, so we're fully booked here today.
Where does your job begin?
My job begins tomorrow morning for next year's fair.
Really?
And I run for 12 months up until this point, and then I start all over again.
And tell me about today's duties.
Well, we were out all day yesterday, all of last night, and up early at 4:30 this morning, out to make sure everybody was in the right places, making sure everybody was set up as they wanted to be, and collecting any outstanding money. And then that's what we'll be doing for the rest of the day.
Lord of the Manor, not with us today, but his brother, Rupert White, is. So you no longer get your three groats on Charter Fair Day then?
No, sadly not. All ploughed back in. I wish we did.
How far back does your family go as Lord of the Manor?
Well, there was an interim where my grandfather sold it, but I think my great-grandfather bought it about 130 years ago, and then it was sold in the late 60s and given back to the family by the guy, I can't remember the name, which is awful, but the people who bought it very kindly gave it back to my father, or to my brother, about 15 years ago, I think it was.
And how does it work these days? Is it just sort of a piece of paper, or is it more than that?
It's totally honorary. He's allowed to have a beer tasting festival.
Well, that's not bad.
And he's allowed to have a dinner in his honour with serving wenches, but he's never taken up the taken it up. So it's the fair now, really, it only represents. And it's leased the fair, and any money goes straight back to the fair.
So, Cherie, this man's going to get absolutely nothing today, but how much will the local charities get out of a day like this?
We won't know that until the end, until all the finances are done at the end. Probably in about a month's time we'll know what the amount of money will be.
Can you give me an idea from historic collections?
Probably around about the £2,000 mark.
And that all goes to local charities?
That all goes back into Bampton Parish charities. Local groups and organisations are allowed to apply for a share of the tolls, and then Bampton Town Council deal with all that side of the thing, and then they issue out tolls to whoever applies.
Well, I'm guessing, actually, Rupert, that this lady is going to command a little more respect than you are today.
I know. And much more than my brother will, which is very satisfying.
Just picking up on what Rupert was saying about community and that, if it wasn't for local community today and the number of volunteers that we've got actually putting this together, it wouldn't happen. So everybody sort of comes together on occasions like this, pulls their weight and has a really good day and helps out. It's brilliant.
Yeah, you'd think if somebody had given you a manor house, you would remember the name, really, wouldn't you? Wasn't that lovely? And didn't you love the Morris dancers going past with their jingly-jangly bells at one point, which wasn't even referred to, but I'm sure that's what it was. Lovely. More from John, no doubt, through the day here on BBC Radio Devon.